Do obstacles in life overwhelm you? Are you often fighting uncertainty, anxiety, or stress? If so, you're not unique. Still, there's a timeless ideology that presents a lighthouse of perseverance and clarity. Stoicism. You must have a special combination of abilities that distinguishes you if you are really to shine. Inspired by the Stoic thinkers who have provided ageless advice on living a moral and fulfilled life, this video explores 13 fundamental keys that can help you outsmart your opponent and achieve amazing success. Remember to click that subscribe button for more perceptive material on personal development, philosophy, and doable success plans. Allow us to start. Number 1. Cultivate a growth mindset. Classical Stoic philosophers like Epictetus stressed how important it was to be in charge of our ideas and responses to outside events. They thought that our interpretations of events, not the events themselves, are what cause suffering. This Stoic concept is consistent with a growth mindset, which tells us to concentrate on how we handle problems rather than dwelling on the problems themselves. A growth mindset, according to researcher Carol Dweck, is the idea that you can improve your skills by working hard and being dedicated. In contrast, people with a fixed mindset think their skills are stable and can't be changed. Accepting challenges is an important part of having a growth mindset, because people with this mindset see problems as chances to learn and improve, and they don't see setbacks as permanent failures. Furthermore, they don't give up quickly when faced with problems. Instead, they find new ways to get around them. Additionally, they are open to constructive advice and use it as a way to improve themselves, seeing mistakes as chances to learn and grow. A growth mindset also sees inspiration in other people's successes. They celebrate others' accomplishments without feeling threatened or envious, and instead use those wins to push themselves to make more progress. Practice awareness to start developing a growth mindset. More awareness of your thoughts and feelings helps you question negative views and change your outlook to be more positive. Furthermore, create growth objectives that emphasize learning and progress rather than just results. Failure acceptance is also very important. See mistakes as chances to learn instead of as signs of personal flaws. Spend time with people who support and encourage your growth, and surround yourself with good influences. You can develop the toughness, persistence, and flexibility you need to deal with problems and reach your objectives by developing a growth mindset. Number 2. Develop critical thinking skills. Stoic philosophers like Seneca preached that reasoning and reason should guide our actions. They believed that the gods gave people reason and that it should be used to get through life's difficulties. Critical thinking means being able to look at facts, disagree with arguments, and come to a reasonable decision. Making decisions based on good information, solving problems quickly, and talking to people more convincingly are all skills that are worth learning. Critical thinking requires the ability to analyze, which means breaking down complicated material into its parts and looking at each one critically. Analysis is also very important because it includes figuring out whether or not arguments and evidence are valid and reliable. Drawing logical conclusions from the knowledge you have is called inference. An additional important part is problem solving, which includes finding problems, coming up with answers, and weighing the pros and cons of various actions. Lastly, decision making is the skill of effectively picking one option over others after carefully weighing all of them. Start developing critical thinking skills by asking what you think you know. Be wary of claims and ask if there is evidence to back them up. Checking out problems from various sides and attempting to understand different points of view is also important. Finding different kinds of information is also very important because using a lot of different sources allows you to get a well-rounded view. Practice rational thinking by finding logical fallacies and making good arguments. Lastly, have critical conversations with other people, questioning their beliefs and sharing thought-provoking ideas about tough subjects. Thinking critically can help you make better decisions by giving you more information. The great philosopher Seneca said, "Reason is the greatest gift of the gods." To live a more meaningful and fulfilling life, you should use reasoning and reason to guide your actions. Number 3. Master emotional intelligence. According to the Stoics, our feelings are strong forces that can help or hurt us. As a result, they stressed how important it was to keep our feelings in check and let knowledge guide our actions. The mind is a fortress. Let nothing enter that doesn't benefit you, the Roman philosopher Marcus Aurelius said. The implication is that we should be picky about which feelings we let affect our actions and mental states. Feeling emotionally intelligent means knowing how to handle your own feelings and the feelings of others. Personality traits like self-awareness, self-control, kindness, and social skills are needed. Being more emotionally intelligent, EI, can help you make relationships stronger, handle disagreements better, and get through tough situations more easily. Emotional intelligence includes knowing your own feelings and how they affect your actions and thoughts. The skill to control your emotions and impulses is called self-regulation. Understanding and sharing other people's thoughts is what empathy means. Finally, social skills include getting along with others and making connections that last. Starting to be aware and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings is a good way to improve your emotional intelligence. Practicing this makes you more emotionally aware and helps you control your feelings. Understanding other people's feelings and trying to see things from their point of view is another important step. Engage in active listening by trying to see things from the other person's point of view instead of just waiting your turn to talk. Coping with stress in healthy ways, like working out, meditating, or spending time in nature, is also important. Asking other people for feedback on how you connect and behave can finally help you figure out what you need to work on. Growing your emotional intelligence can help your relationships, lower your stress, and help you make better choices. And the Stoics stressed that controlling your feelings is the key to staying calm and balanced and living a more satisfying life. Number 4. Embrace lifelong learning. The Stoics believed that learning and growing intellectually were important. They thought that having a good education was important and that people should keep learning throughout their lives. A mind full of knowledge is the best wealth, as Epictetus said. Learning new things and getting better at things all the time is called lifelong learning. In today's world, where things change quickly, it's important to stay relevant, flexible, and competitive. Curiosity, which means a real interest in the world and a desire to keep learning new things, is an important part of lifelong learning. Also, having an open mind means being ready to think about different points of view and ideas. People need to be disciplined in order to set goals, organize their learning tasks, and stay on task. Finally, adaptation means being ready to learn new things and change with the times. Lifelong learning is good for you because it helps you grow as a person by giving you the chance to learn new things, gain more information, and become more well-rounded. It also helps you move up in your job by keeping you up to date on changes in your field and giving you the chance to learn new skills that can help you get ahead. Learning new things throughout your life keeps your mind busy and interested, which can help stop cognitive decline. It also helps you make friends by giving you chances to meet people with similar interests and form deep connections with them. If you want to keep learning throughout your life, you should first make clear learning goals. Write down what you want to learn and how you want to learn it. Trial and error will help you find the best way to learn. By joining a learning group, you can meet people who are interested in the same things you are and work together and with them. Make time for learning by putting it at the top of your schedule and making sure you always have time for your educational tasks. Lastly, remember that learning new things takes time and work, so be patient and keep at it. If you don't see results right away, don't give up. Patience is key. You can continue to grow as a person, improve your job prospects, and make your life better in general by committing to lifelong learning. A mind full of knowledge is the best wealth, as Epictetus said. Number 5. Build a strong network. The Stoics said that making friends and working together were very important. They thought that people were social beings who needed other people to survive. This is what Seneca said: "No man is an island." This means that our relationships with other people are important to our progress. The people you know and engage with make up your network. It can be very helpful for finding chances, getting help, and getting advice. One important part of having a strong network is focusing on quality over number by making connections with people who share your goals and values. Ensure that everyone benefits by making links where everyone benefits. Building trust and respect means being dependable, honest, and helpful. Take an active role in networking by going to events in your field, joining professional groups, and taking advantage of networking chances. Lastly, be ready to help others and make a difference in your neighborhood. A strong network can help you find job openings, business partnerships, and mentorship, among other things. It gives help by way of emotional support, advice, and direction. You can get more done if you work together and use network links. Your network also gives you access to experts and knowledge, which makes it easier to share information and learn new things. To build a strong network, start by going to events in your field. These give you the chance to meet new people and make more links. Joining professional groups is a great way to meet other people in your area. Use social media sites to find people who share your goals and hobbies. Do something proactive. By getting in touch with people in your network and giving help or support. Finally, after meeting someone new, follow up with them to keep the friendship going and make it stronger. If you build a strong network, you can get help from other people to get through tough times and reach your goals. This is what Seneca said: "No man is an island." We can't do well without other people, and our interactions can be very helpful. And number 6, practice effective communication. Those who followed the Stoics thought that good communication was necessary for a happy and peaceful life. Their main point was that people should be careful and thoughtful with their words. Seneca said, "Words show what the soul is like." It means that what we say can show who we really are and what we really want. Effective communication entails being able to say what you want to say in a clear and short manner, while also paying attention to and comprehending what other people are saying. Getting along with others, fixing problems, and reaching your goals all depend on this skill. One important part of good communication is clarity, which means saying what you want to say in a clear and concise way. Active listening is very important. Pay attention to what other people are saying, ask questions to help you understand, and show that you care. To have empathy, you have to understand and share other people's feelings. Body language, tone of voice, and facial emotions are all important forms of non-verbal communication that can help your message get across. Lastly, it's important to be able to change your communication style to fit different people and situations. Start practicing good communication by practicing active listening. This means giving the person speaking your full attention, keeping eye contact, and not cutting them off. Don't use jargon or scientific terms that other people might not understand. Instead, use simple, clear language. Pay attention to both your own and other people's body language when you're not talking. Get comments on your communication skills to find out what you can do better. Lastly, show understanding by trying to see things from the other person's point of view and feel what they feel. To improve your relationships, settle disagreements more easily, and reach your goals, you should practice good communication. Seneca said, "Words show what the soul is like." Speaking and writing with care and thought can help you get your point across, understand other people better, and live a happier life. Number 7. Develop problem-solving skills. Stoics believed that reasoning and reason were very important for solving problems. Their belief was that problems can be understood and solved by using reasoning and reason. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "The best way to get ready for the future is to practice the present." This says that we can be better prepared for future problems if we work on our problem-solving skills. Identifying and fixing problems is what problem-solving is all about. Finding solutions to problems, making smarter choices, and reaching your objectives can all be helped by this useful skill. Uncovering and describing a problem clearly is an important part of fixing problems. Later, there is brainstorming, a process for coming up with many possible answers. That's followed by evaluation, which looks at the pros and cons of each option. Following this is decision-making, which involves picking the best solution based on the information that is provided. Thereafter comes implementation, which means putting the chosen answer into action. Lastly, the evaluation process is repeated to see how well the answer worked and make any necessary changes. Problem-solving skills can be improved by consciously tackling problems in your daily life. For easier handling, divide big issues into smaller, more doable parts. Consider different points of view by approaching issues from various angles, and be creative by exploring answers that aren't the norm. Refine your skills by breaking down your mistakes and finding ways to make them better. Lastly, ask others for feedback to refine your way of fixing problems and gain new insights. Improvement of your problem-solving abilities will help you face difficulties with confidence and come up with creative answers. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "The best way to get ready for the future is to practice the present." You can be better prepared for future problems if you practice fixing them now. Number 8. Cultivate resilience. Those who followed the Stoics thought that being tough was important for having a good life. Focusing on what we can change and understanding what we can't change were important things they stressed. Rising every time we fall is the greatest glory in living, wrote Marcus Aurelius. If we can get through hard times and learn from them, then we are truly strong. The capacity to overcome difficulties and losses is known as resilience. Believing in yourself and sticking with things until they work are important for this. In spite of problems, you can keep a good attitude, get through tough times, and reach your goals if you work on your resilience. Discipline, or the ability to keep going even when things go wrong, is an important part of being resilient. Thinking positively about life and thinking that you can get through hard times are both signs of optimism. A strong sense of self-worth and faith in your own skills are both parts of self-belief. There are different ways to reach your goals, and you need to be able to adapt to those new situations. A third concept is emotional control, which means being able to handle your feelings well, especially when things are hard or stressful. Focus on the good things in your life when you practice thanks. This can help you feel better about things and make you more resilient. When you set goals, make sure they are attainable so you stay inspired and on track. If you see failures as chances to grow and learn, you can learn from them. Surround yourself with people who will help and push you to build a support network. Take care of your physical and mental health as part of self-care to make you stronger. You can get the strength and determination to get through anything by working on developing resilience. Rising every time we fall is the greatest glory in living, wrote Marcus Aurelius. Number 9. Practice self-care. The Stoics thought that a mind that is healthy must also have a body that is healthy. They talked about how important it is to take care of yourself and not do too much. Hippocrates said, "The body should be trained to bear hardship without whining." This shows that taking care of our bodies can make us stronger and happier in general. Self-care means you choose to take care of your physical, mental, and social health. Doing things that are good for you and help you deal with stress are part of it. As part of self-care, it's important to take care of your body by eating right, getting enough sleep, working out regularly, and staying away from drugs that are bad for you. Doing things that help you relax and deal with stress, like yoga, meditation, or spending time in nature, is good for your mental health. Emotional health means being able to handle your feelings well and getting help when you need it. Building and keeping strong ties with other people is part of social connection. Lastly, it's important to set boundaries, which means learning to say no and limiting the things you agree to do. Self-care has many benefits, one of which is less stress because it helps you deal with worry and anxiety better. Another benefit is a better mood. Taking care of yourself leads to better general health and emotional balance. Another big benefit is that being well-rested and healthy makes you more productive because it makes you able to get things done faster. Self-care can help you build healthier relationships with other people, which can lead to better relationships. Lastly, a big benefit is that self-care makes you more resilient, which means you can handle challenges and react to problems better. To take care of yourself, you need to make time for things that are good for your health. Make a self-care routine by planning things that will help you that you can do every day or every week. Be aware of your limits by not taking on too much and learning how to say no when you need to. Lastly, get help when you need it by talking to friends, family, or a doctor. Taking care of yourself can improve your health, make you stronger, and make your life more satisfying. Hippocrates said, "The body should be trained to bear hardship without whining." You can set yourself up for a healthy and happy life by taking care of your body. Number 10. Be adaptable. It was very important to the Stoics to accept what we can't change and focus on what we can. To the Stoics, this idea, called the dichotomy of control, is very important. It teaches us to tell the difference between things we can change and things we can't. Focusing on the things we can change can help us become more resilient and flexible. The capacity to adapt to new circumstances and changes is referred to as adaptability. It's an important skill to have in this world where things change and adapt quickly. Being open-minded or willing to consider new ideas and points of view is a key part of being more adaptable. Having the freedom to change your plans and tactics whenever you need to is very important. Sometimes you need to be resilient to get back on your feet after problems or losses. Finding and dealing with problems successfully requires the ability to solve them. Another part of ongoing learning is learning new skills and keeping up with changes in your field. Being able to adapt is important for work success because the job market changes so quickly. Another benefit is that being adaptable helps you learn and grow as a person. Additionally, it makes you stronger, so you can handle problems and failures better. Being flexible also helps you seize chances, so you can see and take advantage of new ones as they come up. Accepting change as a chance to grow and improve is a good way to become more adaptable. Push yourself to try new things and learn new skills. This will help you get out of your safe zone. Mindfulness can help you stay in the present moment and make it easier to deal with change. Direct your energy toward things you can change to help you focus on what you can control. Last but not least, learn from your mistakes by seeing them as chances to improve and grow. You can handle uncertainty, take advantage of chances, and do well in a world that changes quickly if you learn to adapt. Epictetus said, "We can do some things and not do others." Focusing on what you can change and being flexible will help you live a happier and stronger life. Number 11. Develop a growth mindset. Stoics thought that what we do and the decisions we make shape who we are. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "We are what we repeatedly do." This shows that our habits and behaviors, rather than our mindset and beliefs, are what shape them. A growth mindset holds that you can improve your skills by working hard and being dedicated. You can overcome obstacles, accomplish your goals, and live a more fulfilling life by adopting this powerful mindset. Having a growth mindset means believing that you can get better at things by working hard and practicing. The ability to see problems as chances to learn and grow is another part of embracing difficulties. The skill to keep going, even when things go wrong, is called perseverance. Holding an open mind is important for getting feedback and learning from your mistakes. A dedication to lifelong learning and personal growth is shown by continuous learning. Having a growth mindset can help you be more resilient because it helps you get back up after problems and setbacks. Another benefit is that trusting in your own ability to get better can push you to work hard and reach your goals. A growth mindset helps you be creative and come up with new ideas, so you can think outside the box. In addition, It helps people build good relationships because it promotes open communication and learning from others. Lastly, having a growth mindset can help you live a more complete and happy life by encouraging you to keep improving yourself. Facing negative thoughts with proof of your skills and progress can help you develop a growth mindset. Avoid only focused on results when setting growth goals. Instead, focus on learning and growing. Recognize and enjoy your successes, no matter how small, as you move forward. Ask others for feedback, and then use what they say to make yourself better. In the end, spend time with people who support and encourage your growth to surround yourself with good effects. By developing a growth mindset, you can make yourself strong and determined to face challenges and reach your goals. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "We are what we repeatedly do." If you think that you can grow and get better, you can make your life more satisfying and successful. Number 12. Cultivate a positive attitude. Stoics said it was important to be in charge of our thoughts and how we respond to things going on around us. They thought that what causes pain is not the events themselves, but how we think about them. Having a positive attitude means always looking on the bright side, even when things are bad. A positive attitude can have a big effect on your success and well-being as a whole. It can keep you going, help you deal with problems, and bring you chances. The Stoic philosophers put a lot of weight on being good and strong. They also thought that how we think about things has a big effect on how we experience life. A positive attitude includes being grateful, which means focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small. This can change your outlook and make you feel better all around. Another important factor is optimism, which means believing that good things will happen. This keeps you going when things get tough. Being resilient is important because it helps you get back on your feet after a failure and see problems as chances to learn and grow. Lastly, mindfulness means focusing on the present moment and being aware of your feelings and thoughts. This can help you recognize and change negative thinking patterns. You can keep a positive attitude by writing down things you're thankful for every day or keeping a gratitude journal. You can fight negative thoughts by showing them information that goes against them. Spend time with people who have a positive view of life to have positive effects on your life. Last but not least, take care of your physical and mental health as part of self-care to improve your mood and general health. A positive attitude can help you live a more satisfying and enjoyable life. "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts," wrote Marcus Aurelius. Number 13. Be authentic. Living a good and honest life was very important to the Stoics. In their minds, living in line with one's nature and beliefs was the only way to be truly happy and fulfilled. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall, said Seneca, a famous Stoic philosopher. Even when things go wrong, this saying shows how important it is to keep going and be yourself. Being true to who you are and living in line with your morals is what is meant by authenticity. Accepting your unique traits, strengths, and flaws without masking them or having doubts about your own abilities is part of it. To be true, you have to be honest and real with other people. Being honest, having integrity, and being open to being hurt are all important parts of being genuine. Being self-aware means knowing your skills, weaknesses, values, and beliefs. You can become self-aware by thinking about yourself and reflecting on your own thoughts. Since being honest means telling the truth to yourself and others and not lying, it's a basic value. When you have integrity, you live your life in line with your ideals and principles, doing the right thing, even when it's hard. Being vulnerable means being open and honest about your thoughts and feelings, which can help you connect with others more deeply and build trust. Being real can lead to better relationships, higher self-esteem, more happiness, and inspiration for others. Being honest brings you people who value your honesty, which leads to deeper and more important connections. Embracing the things that make you special can help your confidence and sense of self-worth. A lot of the time, living in line with your ideals makes your life more fulfilling and satisfying. Your honesty can also encourage others to be themselves and live their own meaningful lives. Being honest with yourself can help you live a more important and satisfying life. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall, said Seneca. By using these 13 keys, you can get the skills and traits you need to beat your competitors and reach an amazing level of success. Remember that developing these traits takes time and work, but the benefits are worth it. To reach your full potential and reach your goals, you need to be dedicated, persistent, and committed to learning throughout your life.